This is the Psychic Artist Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Rossiter. I'm an artist, writer, and psychic medium living in Hawaii. This show is about people who are intuitive and creative, and what the process of integrating that awareness looks and feels like, and how we can access and develop that place inside of us all that is supremely psychic. Welcome to this episode. Today I have Max Glockner, and he is the global top leader of Healy World. So the Healy is a wearable frequency device that is used to balance the body's bioenergetic field and to activate your self-healing capacity. I have used the Healy for the past 6 months, and I absolutely love it. There's many different ways to use it, and Max and I talk about that as well as his journey, how the Healy has changed his life, how frequencies work, and how that has influenced the way that he operates in the world and how he conceives of himself as a being and offering this incredible tool, sharing it with others and creating a community of people who use it and share it as well. So I hope you enjoy, and I will be following up with interviews regarding the Healy and frequency and vibration. So please stay tuned. Hi, everyone. I'd like to let you know about some new services that I have on my website. So if you go to sararossiter.com/sessions, you'll see that I'm offering some new things. I've got intuitive coaching where I can help you hear your inner guidance and really clear away anything that is holding you back and allow you to follow your intuition and take action. And then I have psychic readings, which I highly recommend as a first step. It will help to connect you with a vision of your highest self and create a roadmap to become the brightest version of you, your work, and manifest the life of your dreams. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while and you're wondering, where should I begin? I recommend that because we can get to know each other and find out really what the angels and guides have in mind for you, which is such a beautiful process. Then I'm also offering tapping now. I have emotional freedom technique as a offering. I will help you develop a tapping script and work on issues that might be limiting beliefs or patterns and let them go. So bring in more positive affirmations to support you with a healthy and joyous outlook. Also, I'm offering sending Healy frequencies and doing a resonance or an aura scan. So we talk about Healy in this episode, and you can see what it's like just for a 20-minute session to check it out before you buy one. And then I'm offering Reiki. So this is a session where I remotely send you Reiki healing energy. It's very beautiful, very supportive and light. Also, I do animal readings and healing. So if you have an animal in your life with a question or an issue, I can help check in and also send them healing energy, including Reiki and Healy frequencies. So I really enjoy working with people in this way. In addition to my creative work and teaching and recording podcasts, I love working with individuals, and I'm looking forward to connecting with you soon. So welcome, Max, to the podcast. I'm so glad to have you. And
thank you, Sarah. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for making this time from Poland. And so please introduce the Healy to our audience. I feel like this is going to be the thing I have to share in terms of things to support people in clearing their energy, like aligning themselves with positive energy, understanding the concept of frequencies, vibrations. I've been talking a lot about these things, but we haven't really ever talked about the Healy. So I'm super excited to have the expert.
Oh, don't call me an expert. To be honest, I still I still have no idea actually what it is and how it's working. It's just it's magical. It's been magical ever since, actually. Maybe I just start a little bit in the from the back and how Healy actually came to my life and what it changed. And so now, as you said, like I'm in Poland right now. In fact, now this is, it became a little bit of my second home for some reason. But before that, I've been traveling to the most magnificent countries. Also Bali, of course, I stayed for a long time, where you planning to go in the near future as well. And before that, I lived in Bangkok, actually, for almost 7 or 8 years. The reason for that was I come from a very small city, a little city in Germany, beautiful city called Freiburg. But a little city always comes with very little opportunities. And one of the reasons why I went to Bangkok then eventually was big opportunities. So I was always engaged or came across like many entrepreneurial ventures, you know, made my learnings, failed all the time, but it's never failing until when you stop trying, it will be failing, but you never stop trying. So it's continuously growing and learning. And of course, I was always then interested as well in network marketing over the time, because three of my highest values, I would say, has always been freedom, joy, and also building great relationships. So, and I felt like I find that in entrepreneurship, because it gives me freedom to go away from the system. MLM, network marketing, would have been perfect, I believe, because you can be free. You can be joyful in what you're doing if you have the right product. And of course, you're building beautiful, amazing relationships with like-minded people, because when you're doing the same thing, it just comes all together. Unfortunately, I've never really found the product what I like, but I was always enticed about the business model. So for me, in the first place, was freedom. And in order to be free, I had to make money. That was my whole idea about freedom. And so the most obvious and most lowest hanging fruit, understanding my talents and so forth, was selling real estate in Thailand, because we have millions of apartments, right? And understanding, like, okay, with the not the highest degree of education or the most successful career path in the back, a sales business with commission is probably yielding the fastest financial returns. So therefore, you know, I started selling real estate. And of course, to make the most money in real estate, I chose the luxury segment in real estate. And I made myself quite quickly to become one of the most known luxury real estate agencies in Bangkok, which was quite cool. I was featured in a show called Top Million Dollar Agent, which is like a real estate reality show selling luxury property to international buyers and so forth. So it was really going well in order for me to achieve my goal, to make more money, to become more free. What happened then eventually is actually I became more or less a slave of my own business, right? Because I was like 7 days a week just renegotiating deals, doing contracts, managing my staff, you know, and I realized like I'm actually not free at all. I'm more worried and concerned all the time and just being in the spiral where I believe like I need to make more money in order to be more free, in order to be showing off more and being in this, you know, it was not the life I actually dreamed about. So I was, to this time, it was almost like 3 years ago, I started really reflecting, and I think I was knocking for the first time on my own spirituality as well. So I started meditating, but this time it was more like faking meditation, you know, just because it was on trendy. But anyway, I went out and really asked.
Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it. You know, I had no idea. But I went out and really asked the universe in the meditation for another product, you know, another opportunity, something that allows me to make more money, you know, in order to achieve more freedom. That was my idea to this time. And well, shortly after, I don't know exactly how long it was, I came to a meeting in Bangkok in Thailand. And this is the first time where I met Marcus Schmiedke.
Marcus is pretty amazing. That's so cool. How did you meet him?
I met him at the meeting in Bangkok where he was introducing or talking about Healy. And I remember that very, very clearly. Because I've been talking to him for like roughly 3 hours, and he's a German guy, same like I am. And I didn't understand my own language, because the words he used, the terminology, I couldn't understand. So I was talking for him for 3 hours. Even if Yeah, it's like just it's just like who is this odd guy? You know, it's like talking in philosopher language, you know, using terms about quantum physics and stuff like that. But it was super interesting, right? Even if you ask him, like the first time we met, he said, like, Max is the guy who's just asking me so many questions, but not because I'm so extremely curious, just because I'd never understood what he was saying, you know. So I kept on asking. But one thing I understood. And what he was saying, and I remember that clearly, he said, like, Max, you are an energy field with the body and not just a body, okay? And frequencies are everywhere and energy is everything. And now I have a cat in front of me, this guy, but you just want to show his face for a moment.
Oh, he's gorgeous. Speaking of energy,
he's gorgeous, he's a prince.
That's really crazy. You know, my podcast I just released this morning is called Energy is Everything. Maybe that's something I recorded, but that phrase must have stuck in my head. I'm pretty sure I heard him say that a couple months ago.
Well, yeah, it is. And it's very aligned because I think more and more people are now waking up to this fact, right? And
it's true.
As you probably did, you know, you manifested Healy in some way or the other into your life for some reasons. And so
I knew it. The second I heard about it, I was like, I want that. I don't care the price. I want that. I don't know how it works, but I want that. And it's made me feel so good. Yeah.
It's fascinating because it's really for everybody. Like no matter who we ask, like who manifested Healy here? Like me, everybody did, right? Everybody somehow, for some reason, Healy came in their life.
It's pretty, yeah. It's mystical, magical, and practical kind of. It's just really interesting. It functions on all those levels. And it's this object, you know, it's, but it functions in this quantum field. It's invisible
and it's powerful more than beyond any measures, I think, and it's creating something for us which makes us powerful more beyond than any measures, which I was able to explore eventually, right? So when Marcus was telling that, you know, everything is energy, frequencies are everywhere. And he said, then there is a frequency program for anything that you want to support in your life, for any area where you want to improve in your life. There's a program for it right now. And I really thought to myself to this time, like, this is way too good to be true. That's impossible. Because what he's trying to say there right now is that there is a product which is basically disrupting several multi-billion dollar industries. And right now I'm speaking with my entrepreneurial hat on, which I had to this time, following more and more money and thinking about opportunities and so forth, right? But of course, I went to this meeting and I was asking for an opportunity. And if you do ask for an opportunity, you have to keep an open mind. I mean, it's healthy and it's normal to be skeptical, but you know, the thing is skeptical sometimes in our way, right? So if we keep an open mind, we should always keep an open mind until we are proved right or wrong. And then we can make a decision what direction we should go. So I kept my open mind and I said, like, if just 1% is true of what he just said, we probably have the most amazing product this industry has ever seen.
Yeah.
So yeah, I went out and tried it. Right. I went out and tried it. And with my sales attitude, of course, I was successful to blah, blah, blah. I keep on selling it to people. And yeah, it was not my sales skills for sure. Not. It was what you said. You know, it's the novel, the innovative thing of something, the nice story behind it, that it was actually that I was able to distribute it to people. And after a few months, huh?
I'm curious how it felt when you actually used it yourself for the first few times. Like, did you have an awareness or what was that like for you? Can you describe?
I mean, yes. Like the amazing thing I thought about, like what kind of product gives you an immediate sensation, right? So you, when you put on this microcurrent on your wrist, you feel it immediately. The frequencies come in your body. So something is happening, right? And I thought this is really amazing because you put it on somebody and these people have immediately a sensation. What I have to say though, for me, it is, I felt like really healthy, you know, in my body, in my dimensions where I live in, you know, for me, it was all good. So I was not expecting these extreme changes, what other people do have. However, I remember when I was waking up one time and it was like 2 months after I started using it, I started reflecting on myself. And I realized, and to this time, I still had my real estate company in Bangkok. I realized that I basically dropped all my concerns, all my worries, all the things I was stressed about, my company and the workload and so forth. And I really like broke through all my mental and emotional blockages. It just felt, I felt so free, right? I felt so amazing. Even physically, I was in a state, I couldn't remember the last time where I felt this way. I had more energy, I slept better, I was recovering faster after the gym. So all these things has changed. And I was wondering to myself, like, is this the effect of Healy? It's like, maybe it is really that we have this energy field and I'm just like clearing up all this rubbish, which I'm carrying around since so many years with me. And now I start feeling lighter and feeling better. And it was almost like today, I like to call it the flow state.
Yeah.
You know, where you just like, where things are just happening to you, like it's for you, basically. Like you're meeting the right people, you're closing the deals. It's just easy. Life is in flow with everything. It's like a harmony of things, right? It's like you are a radio antenna and tuned into a channel where just happy music is coming towards you. You know, it's like life is really better. And that's my experience. But I think compared to the things, what happened after is nothing, because I continuously attended meetings and, you know, went out still with the money mindset of sharing more and building an organization and so forth, which I did. You know, it was successfully growing. But the most impactful moments were then when people just came to me in these meetings, and some of them really with tears in their eyes, and thanked me, you know, thanked me for sharing this device to them, explaining me what happened to them, life-changing experiences and things I can definitely not say here on the call because it wouldn't be compliant.
Yeah.
It just opened my eyes, and I, from this moment also, I really changed everything because my whole perspective changed. It was almost like a breakthrough for me to understanding what I've done was chasing money. You know, chasing money is like, it's a never ending thing and it's never fulfilling. Until this moment, I understood when I understood actually it's about the impact we can create by sharing this device to other people. Because if you create somebody's life and you change this life, it is so much more fulfilling than any deal you close, any money you go after. At the same time, I understand intention is also energy, right? I went out with the intention to make money. So if I'm coming to you and I'm trying to sell you something and convince you about it, you know, I'm here to make money for myself. Yeah. Now, I shifted sort of this.
Feels like a difference between taking and giving.
Exactly. And it went from taking to giving, because after I understand how good it is for people, after I had that feeling and I felt myself like I have a heart connection now to everybody because I'm dropping all my ego layers, even that I shifted from selling and convincing really to sharing and inviting. Because if it has been so good for so many people, it will be good for so many people. And I think like after understanding really what it done and seeing the things that I saw and that came to me and the people I met, what happened to their lives, it became my responsibility, my duty, my obligation, basically, to share this to as many people as possible. And not in the money's sake, but to the sake of, I know we're creating something so beautiful, you know, but something which is not physically improving people, but also emotionally, mentally, which is unblocking all the blockages you're carrying around with such a long time. And I also believe like today more than ever, it's more important to share something which is so great in order to lift people up, in order to raise humanity's consciousness, because this is how I feel now. You know, I feel like I am vibrating in such a high frequency that I can be that candle who's igniting another million candles just with the energy if you bring it into the room. Now, if we have more people using the Healy, unblock all the rubbish and take away all the bullshit out of your energy field and make you free and make you become higher and vibrate on a higher frequency, then you can be a candle and you can even help other people, even if they don't use the Healy. But you come in that room and you change your whole frequency. You can change because energy is contagious, right? So you take that energy to other people. And I think this is why it's so beautiful.
It is amazing, yeah. And
if you ask me about the technology and how it's working, I cannot tell you because I'm not the expert. But I have seen now tens of thousands of people completely changing. Their lives changed, you know, and it's the most beautiful thing that I have ever been blessed to be touched with, you know. So I gave up everything and this is all I do. This is all I want to do because it's just amazing right now.
That's amazing. And also it is kind of incredible that it's a technology. That was the first sort of entry point for me, is like, it's a technology that does all these other things. Like I do Reiki, I do psychic work, I do intuitive work, I'm spiritual, I meditate, I'm aware of the quantum field, even if I can't touch it. I understand that we live in this energy body.
But suddenly to have a technology that has been studied and is set like wearable and it can be shared with people who might not be interested in these concepts, but it can alter their physical being and support what they need. Like everybody can use it for a different thing. There's hundreds. I have a list of all of the programs, you know, there's ones that are for just getting to know it. And then there's ones that are for like, I have a physical pain and I need to put the electrodes on my body. And 5 minutes later, my headache is gone. So it actually, you know, is useful on so many different levels that it's pretty revolutionary. And one of the questions I was going to ask you is, how has it changed the way you look at structures in your life? But you kind of already answered it. It transformed all of the structures that were already in your life on so many levels.
I mean, I think I went too deep, maybe. It depends on your audience, you know.
No, you're perfect. No, it's actually perfect, you know. I think that this conversation is most interesting to me in terms of the spiritual shift that you had in terms of money and how you started to look at the way you live your life and, you know, money in, money out versus abundance in, abundance mindset. It shifts everything.
Totally. I mean, that's the perfect word you're saying here right now. It's like there's a shift, there's a paradigm shift also happening between now. Let's what we are doing actually with this technology, I feel like, and with the business model behind us, we're building bridges. You know, we're building bridges. First of all, combining ancient wisdom with modern technology.
Yeah.
We're combining spirituality with you know, science now. So we're combining all these things, and at the same time we're also combining spirituality, going away from the idea that you need to sit in nature all the time under a tree and have no money, but combining it actually with an abundant mindset, because this is how we are all creators, right? And yes, we live in a system where we do have money as a tool, so we can use those tools as well in order you know, to create the things what we want in this world. So I think abundance is a beautiful word and a word in order to, you know, to live actually even a more spiritual life. I think it comes together. It's not working against each other. The healing itself, you know, it's like, yes, I also had the comments here, like, look, I'm so balanced in my life. I don't need this, you know. Maybe you're right, you know, but not everybody has blessing to, you know, sit in Bali in Ubud under a tree for 4 hours a day and completely balance and ground yourself in nature, you know. So most of us, like, even if you do, you know, you still get a call from your mom, which is taking you out of balance. So if you have something that is supporting you in one way or the other, I think it's very helpful. And I've met an unbelievable guy in Australia one time. He's a naturopath, he's a doctor, he's a scientist, he's a very, very wealthy guy. He used to own one of the most highest quality supplement company in the world. Like, he was amazing, sold it, and he had actually he had bowel cancer, you know, for 8 years ago or something like this, and he was extremely sick. And he tried everything. Like, normally the doctors are the people coming to him, asking him for questions. But this time he didn't even have the answer for himself. So he tried anything you can imagine, like functional medicine, whatever. He eventually, you know, said the one way he didn't discover, didn't explore was spirituality. So he started like scientifically, like writing down different catalogs of questions. He started with the pendulum, right? And he was like so good with the pendulum that he's actually, you know, connected to his subconscious and eventually from the divine. And he got all the answers he needed in order to unblock himself. Long story short, within 3 months, he was able to completely heal himself, you know, his bowel cancer, with anything else, just unblocking the understanding, the energy, the energetic curses, the devices, whatever he had in his energy field, and cleared it out completely. Now he is, and again, he is a doctor, he's a scientist, you know, but he became super spiritual because it healed him. So when I met him, that was 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, I showed him the Healy for the first time. So he was so skeptical, right? But he did some testing on the Healy for like 3-4 months before he actually started doing anything with Healy. He wanted to understand, is this quantum sensor actually working? So what he discovered is that the quantum sensor is doing exactly the work that he's doing with the pendulum. So when he's identifying, because everything is frequency, right? So he's identifying what kind of frequency, where's the blockage. And Healy does the same thing, but scalable in million times faster. So where he needs 3 months for, you know, it's not, I'm not saying the Healy can heal you, but the Healy can find the answers very quickly, also with the aura and the resonance analysis and the scan for it. And he did some testing. And the beautiful thing is like how he combines spirituality with science. And so basically what he says is that the average human being right now, I think now we have more and more people waking up because of COVID. And of course, more and more people are, you know, more deep to sleep. But and the average person has something about 10% of its soul energy or chi, life energy, something like that. The energy you get from your divine into your physical body, 10%, roughly like this. If you make a really, really good job and you keep on meditating, you become a little bit like Buddha, you can probably add another 10% in your lifetime, something like that, right? So now this is how we go up in dimensions, basically. The higher, the more soul energy we will receive in our physical bodies, the higher we can go in our dimension. Healy has the potential, and this is what he tested, to clear up the rubbish out of our energy field, to free this all up, to bring us up to a level of 40%. That's what he said. So after 40%, you do need to make your own work in order to reach like a 50%. When you are 50%, then you become like the main shareholder of your own company, and you can decide what is happening to you and what is not happening to you in your life. You become a manifester, you're attracting things, you know? So I think maybe this is for your audience, but it was really fascinating how he explained it and how he said like, this is what the Healy can do. So the Healy is definitely not the answer, but the Healy is an amazing tool to bring us to a level where we might not never ever go without, right? Because we live in a world which is really suppressing in so many ways. We have electromagnetic waves around us. We have distraction. We have social media. We have things that just keep bringing us off our purpose and off our understanding how powerful beings we actually are. So if we have something that is supporting us as a tool, it's really, really powerful.
Yeah. And for me, it's been mostly emotional experiences and energetic limiting beliefs about oneself. So I really use the Healy for literally maybe 3 months straight, all day, all night, for using it for energetic protection. So I just run that program like crazy. And maybe it's because I'm in Hawaii and there's a lot of energy going on here. But and I've been doing a lot of psychic opening and really working on a deep spiritual level to clear blocks and to develop better energetic boundaries for myself. And just happens that's something that I did not know how to do before. And so in doing that, I feel like the Healy was this extra tool that I needed to be able to see my pattern so that I could make the change. And sometimes I need help. It's like, you know, someone could tell you that you're walking down the wrong side of the street, but you just can't see it. And so the Healy kind of holds that space for me so that I can do that work to go further. And it is an amazing tool. And now in the last 2 weeks, I shifted gears. I downloaded some custom apps for the Healy that were like wealth and abundance, true love, self-love, things like that, that I'm working on. And I was able to go for several days without the energetic protection ones and just experience like all this love and feel very abundant. But it was a really interesting thing of like, I had to do the groundwork on the bigger issue. So I really come at it from a more energetic spiritual perspective, but of course I have used it for physical pain, but I always found that when I look at it psychically, the pain is coming from a boundary issue of not being clear with even the smallest thing, like, no, thank you, I don't want that thing. Or instead of like bending over backwards to help somebody. And the Healy has been this tool to help me kind of level the playing field and start again and set the intention of like, how do I want to be in like not giving away your power so that you can grow yourself and let other people grow themselves. I think there's a lot of misunderstandings about healing. And I just want to say one other thing, which is a lot of the people that I work with are creative and they have this goal, but they can't quite get there. And they've tried all these tools. And so that's why I want to introduce the Healy, because I feel like it's a game changer in terms of your ability to get to the next level of, you know, whatever your frequency is at, to help you break through your blocks, limitations, mental, your beliefs. It's this, it's just like this. It is, it's a frequency that you can use to shift your frequency. And then you, it's just, it's a beautiful process. And I've literally, you know, watched my consciousness grow up in the last 6 months using it. It's been kind of like the one day that I don't use it is the worst day. And then I get right back on.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but also you, of course, you know, Healy is not like you become addicted to it, but it's just, as you said, you know, you're also now in a process of moving to Hawaii, you know, you have probably a lot of things going on. It's just a nice tool that you have, that you support, that you feel supported by, you know? So,
And it supports my whole family. I use it on two kids, on my partner. And I also just can see when there's like a tantrum coming and I just shift the frequency in the room. I even, if I do it on myself, the other people around me stop freaking out and they don't even have to say anything. So nice. I experiment.
I mean, what's so fascinating also about it, like what really worked for me is the resonance and the aura analysis. I mean, there are like, for maybe for your listeners, there are a few different ways of how to apply Healy. One way is with the microcurrent, which is actually you're connecting cables to your body, and then microcurrent is coming into your body paired with the right frequency. And this one has a physical effect on your body. So the ATP is increased by roughly 500%, protein synthesis goes up. So it's really, really good for your cells and the energy in your cells. And combined with the right frequency that works on your body parts, on your emotions, on whatever program you choose. And then there's something what is called the aura analysis. I think this is very fascinating because you basically have the Healy in front of you, or take it in your hand, or give it in the hand of your children or whatever, or your pets if you want. And then you can analyze their aura, and it shows you your chakras and where are blockages in which chakra right now. So, and then it identifies these ones and it gives you the answer of what might be that blockage be. So it can be actually very very current, a situation that you come across today, you know, and you say like, I went into this argument, I couldn't speak my truth. So Healy identifies then your throat chakra is very blocked right now because you can't say the things you really wanted to say because blah, 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 blah. So it gives you the answer to things, but it's also going back into your childhood, you know, and identifies main program challenges that you had with your father, with your mother, and it tells you those. And I think this is so fascinating because first of all, it gives you the time out of a day that you actually sit down and observe your most deepest emotions, feelings, by just doing an aura scan for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. And you're just reading it through. And then just by seeing this and observing this and seeing what the Healy comes up with, you're already doing a lot of healing to yourself because you're identifying, observing those blockages that you haven't maybe even thought about before, right? Then the next thing, of course, is when you do that, you can now vibrate those healing frequencies that we're calling the desired state, you know, the desired state of a heart chakra, of a healthy heart chakra, should be unconditional love, giving, you know, and feeling and receiving love and this kind of stuff. So there will be a desired state also written down for you, and you can vibrate those healing frequencies then into your information field where you can feel it subtle. Actually, something is changing and something is calming you down. So this is the aura analysis. I think this is one of the most powerful tools I have ever seen, because you can actually do it with your friends in Bali while you're sitting in Hawaii, because in a quantum field there is no space, there is you know, everything is basically possible beyond our things that we are capable to understand.
And that, just like what you said before, just taking the time to acknowledge and interact consciously with the quantum field is pretty mind-blowing too.
It's absolutely,
and it's beautiful. I do Reiki. And so sometimes when people are like, what is the Healy? I'll say it's like digital Reiki. It's understanding that you can transfer energy in a variety of ways.
Yeah, it's like just imagine you're like back to 3, 4, 5 years old, right? And everything is possible again. This is how it really feels. Like it's so playful. It's like you can start the Healy and use it, and just don't do anything, just using the program. But normally people just get like, wow, how is that possible? I want to know more about it. And then you start opening up to possibilities and understanding this quantum field is actually working. And then it slaps you in the face when you see the aura analysis and how the hell can Healy know this about me? So what's going on? How did he know?
Yeah. So it's and then I've worked also with horses and found, you know, I didn't know what was going on with the horse, but I would start like doing a session with them and I would get intuitively that something was going on, that they, you know, were very thirsty or something. And then the Healy, I would run it and would say they had an issue with the kidneys. And then I would go to the owner and say, so this is what I'm getting. And they'd be like, oh yeah, I know, I have to, he has kidney medication. I should put him back on it. That sort of thing is always really beautiful. And I don't know how the Healy does it, to be honest, but I really enjoy it. So you were mentioning the aura analysis, and when you run it, so often it'll say like you are working on issues related to the, you know, root chakra and, you know, stability and, you know, issues related to mother. And there's all this kind of beautiful language that comes up. And I'm always curious, where did that come from?
Healy comes from a technology called Time Waver, right? So Time Waver is the mothership of Healy, and which is a technology from Germany. It's like around 15 years. So it's a big medical device. It's a, you know, something that a doctor, a therapist have in their clinic. And this device have over the years collected hundreds of thousands of databases of different things. And the Healy just does a small part of actually what this technology can do. So the database come from Time Waver, and obviously these are therapists working since a long time, you know, with clients and identifying issues and so forth. And it's like it's a collection over years and years and years of practice and applying it on different clients. This is where it comes from. So it's all from the Time Waver technology.
That's incredible. And the Time Waver is still in use, but the Healy is more developed to use for people, everyday people to use.
I mean, the Time Waver is a very complex, very expensive device. You need a therapist for. The Healy is, it's able to be used by the masses, right? So that's why we also like we say Healy is a lifestyle product, you know. It's just like for everybody to know to use. So it's made to be as simple as possible, so you have it on your phone and whatever, you know. You basically don't need a therapist right now because you have your phone with you, and you just choose the program or you do yourself a scan, and then the Healy will tell you kidney, as you said, for the horses is the program you should run and support yourself with, and then you just run it. So it's not doing any diagnostic, it's not giving you like specific the details about what and this and that, and you don't need to. You just need to know how it's work or like that it works. You will see what's most relevant for you, and then you can easily apply that. Of course you can go deeper if you want, so especially in the scans and so forth and trying to, but it should be made as easy as possible that the people understand actually, like, and the people can use it, right, without being completely overwhelmed.
Yeah, it feels really empowering, like the whole philosophy of sharing it with people. And I've heard that so the product was developed, but then the company wanted to share it with more people. And so that's how can you describe like how the business works and why it's kind of an MLM or why it's being shared in this way? It feels like, you know, we all have this mental block against that business model, or I do, but in the end, what I have seen as in my, you know, early forays into it is that it's really a community that's very empowering. So maybe you could just end with a little bit more information about, like,
yeah,
what is that? What is this paradigm shift that you're creating?
Healy was first given to the therapists who actually have a Time Waver. Now they can give the Healy to their clients and patients to use it at home, right? Now you only have a limited amount of Time Waver therapists, and these people have only a limited range to reach people. The goal is 100 million households should be touched by a Healy, and actually the goal went up to more than that. So how can you do that when you have therapists distributing a Healy. You know, it's just simply not possible. And network marketing is, there's nothing more powerful than word to mouth. There's nothing more powerful than you sharing your story to me and explaining your experience to me, because there's an emotional connection. There's really, I can relate to this one. It's just how it's like COVID. You know what I mean? It's exactly like COVID.
Only
the opposite. And why do we all have this negative stigma about it? Like, I think one of the most important things is, no government in the world likes me, you know, because I'm free. Like, I do not put myself into the system and work for something which is like in the system, right? I am free, and I always wanted to be free. And network marketing creates free people, because I can decide where I want to work, with who I want to work, and how I want to work. I can create my own way of living the way I want it. And if I don't like it here in my country right now, I'm going somewhere else, because I can work from somewhere else as well. So I have the freedom to choose. So first of all, it's not a business that it's compliant with the way the system works. So the question is, what is your intention? So knowing this company and what this product does to people, obviously the product is absolutely amazing. So by the intention of sharing this product now, first of all, we're helping people. And second of all, you create freedom for yourself. So I think this is really a new paradigm model. And the industry is growing very, very fast, because it creates people who become more and more free. You know, so we are not depending. And I think this is really the word that we need to understand, is how important it is, especially through the last 2 years of COVID. You are depending. You're depending on your government. You're depending on your job. You're depending on your monthly check. You're depending on something. So how can you become more independent in order to become more safe, in order to become more free?
Yeah, because the fear really comes up when you're dependent on something that is not actually protecting you.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then exactly right. This is a really liberating way to heal yourself and to function in the world. And plus, all these people that are selling the Healy are getting happier and more abundant and more joyous. Like, when I hardly know you, but from what I've seen of you, I feel like abundance and joy and being healthy in your body seems to be like your thing, and it's inspiring, right? And it's sort of every step of the way, it's, you know, sharing that with others. What could be more empowering?
Totally, yeah. I mean, I'm not there yet, you know, but I feel like I'm on the right track, and I feel like this is what I like to call purpose work. You know, it's like maybe one day it will be different. You know, something else than Healy. For you, it's Reiki, it's healing, it's making a positive impact in people's lives, and I think this is what it's all about. You know, Healy is just a tool to create more great impacts in other people's life. Maybe in 10 years there will be something else. Maybe there's different things, you know. It's not like you're doing Healy full time. You're just like, for me, it opened up just the idea of like, hey, you know what? Like, stucking behind the money and chasing the money is just not fulfilling for me. But wow, actually impacting people for the first time in my life and doing something so great to other people, this is fulfilling. And there I find my purpose. And maybe one day it's cooking meals for people, you know, and being a chef. I don't know what it is, but as long as you're doing right things with the right intention, I think it's beautiful. And for me right now, Healy gave me this, and for many other people meanwhile as well.
Yeah. Yeah. The intention is really powerful. Well, thanks so much, Max. I really enjoyed talking to you. I look forward to meeting you in person someday.
Maybe in Bali.
That would be great.
That would be great. Thank you so much for having me. It was beautiful.
Okay. Yeah. Many blessings.
Thank you.
It was so great to talk to Max today. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to connect with Max or find out more about what he's up to, you can check him out on Instagram at Max Glockner, MaxGlockner. And soon he'll have a podcast called Max Frequency Show. And if you'd like to experience the Healy or find out about buying one, you can go to my website, sararoster.com/Healy. And I look forward to sharing more information about frequency with you soon. Thank you for listening to the Psychic Artist Podcast. To learn more about me, you can go to sararoster.com, on Facebook at the Psychic Artist Podcast, and on Instagram at S. Rossiter Studio. Thank you for listening, and many blessings.